Oregon's public employee retirement system, PERS, has an ongoing issue with staying out of the news, meaning it generally can't stay out of the news. Promises made under PERS to former and current public workers far exceed the amount coming into the system in dollars today. The imbalance means state and local governments have to put more in the system every year, leaving less money for existing workers and programs. Our first guest today has a slightly different concern, though. Stacey Bannerman is focused on where PERS money is invested. She wants it out of war. Let's explore what that means. Stacey Bannerman is the founder and CEO of Women's Eco Peace. She's been a guest on The Exchange before. Stacey, good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So tell us about Women's Eco Peace. How long has it existed, and what is the primary focus?
Women's Eco Peace was founded in November of 2017, so it's less than a year, but the purpose of the organization is to unleash the power of women of all ages, because we're seeing a lot more youth, young girls getting really involved in protecting the planet, promoting peace, and working to secure and preserve sacred land in nature reserves or climate refugia. And because women, both in this country and all over the world, as I know from firsthand experience, bear the brunt of armed conflict and war, both on the war front and the home front, and women and children are also bearing the brunt of climate collapse, I thought it was really critical to provide a platform and an organization and a refuge for those populations to get directly engaged in mobilizing to address these issues.
You've been here before, Stacey, talking about support for veterans and families, and especially women. You were married to a veteran yourself. I mean, were you always this passionate about peace, or did your life transform you in essence?
Both. I mean, there's no question that the experiences of the last decade and a half have had a profound impact. All it's done is serve to clarify and strengthen my commitment that was existing before the Iraq War ever began, my commitment to really what has been the fundamental principles, for example, of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was, in fact, the first white executive director of the Martin Luther King Jr. Center in Spokane, Washington, at a time when the Aryan Nation's national headquarters were located about 30 miles away. I'm pleased to say that as a result of efforts with our organization and others in the Idaho Panhandle, we ultimately were able to permanently shutter the Aryan Nation's national headquarters.
You do live in the Rogue Valley now, still? Is that just
yes,
the case?
Sir.
Okay. So let's talk about the basic idea that we're talking about today, though, the idea of disinvesting PERS from military money. I mean, are we talking about getting all of Oregon's public pension money out of military efforts?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that's critical. I think because it's just simply not sustainable. You know, this week, Oregon Treasury is hosting the 2018 Sustainable Investing Summit. And what we know for a fact is that these ongoing investments in war are simply not sustainable by any measure, not environmentally, not socially, and not sustainable economically. There are other funds, weapon-free funds, that are showing a far better return on investment. But the end game is this. The United States military, the endless wars that this nation is committed to are generating the largest carbon footprint of any enterprise on the planet. And it could be said with a great degree of truth that in a very real sense, those wars are worsening the impacts, the climate impacts here at home. I mean, you were just talking about what's happening with the temperature, the new normal, the temperatures rising, the forest fires getting hotter, the forest season, the fire season starting earlier, being worse and sticking around longer. The losses of those are influenced by the fact that just the Iraq war alone, and let's not forget That was a war for oil. That war alone is likely produced upwards of 400 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. It's just ethically and environmentally indefensible for PERS to continue to invest in war.
Stacey Bannerman is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder and CEO of the group Women's Eco Peace. We're talking about getting PERS, Public Employee Retirement System, money from Oregon out of military. And we'll talk about exactly what form that takes in just a moment. You can join the conversation on the exchange if you agree, disagree, or have some thoughts to add. Join us at 800-838-3760. That's our phone number. You can send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Stacey, how extensive, first of all, are the PERS investments, and in what specifically?
Well, they're pretty extensive. The research that I've been doing shows that back in 2007, you remembered, that was around the time of the surge in Iraq. But back in 2007, the Oregon Investment Council began putting money into the BlackRock Defense Fund, which has holdings in weapons manufacturers and military contractors, including Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and General Dynamics. Now, it's interesting that General Dynamics is also one of the military contractors right now that is getting paid quite well for detaining the children, immigrant children, in cages and keeping them separated from their parents. So the impacts are not exclusive to the weapons contractors. They really intersect with all of the social issues, I think, that that we need as a nation to be dealing with. And the in 2007, as I said, the Oregon Investment Council began putting money into BlackRock Defense Fund. And my husband, you know, went back to Iraq for a second tour in 2008. As I wrote in my book, Homefront 911, his war wounds ended up costing my marriage and home and health and ultimately almost cost me my life. So I personally have some difficulty reconciling the fact that the Oregon Treasury got paid while our troops and military families paid the price.
I notice, as I'm looking at BlackRock.com, you've mentioned this a couple times, this isn't an investment company, that it does discuss the fundamentals that under President Trump, this is written last November, oddly enough, about the time that you started your organization, that BlackRock talks in terms of the fact that there's an upside to defense spending with President Trump in office. I mean, has there been a greater investment from what you've been able to discover so far? And has there been a greater PERS investment in military hardware?
Well, I think that what's really important to recognize is that in addition to the fact that nearly 70% of discretionary federal spending is defense-related, and when I say that, I'm including spending that goes to the Department of Veterans Affairs. In addition to that, nearly half of that in this last budget actually went directly in the pockets of military contractors. So we're already paying in our federal taxes far more than we should be, frankly. But to have our state monies being funneled to corporations that don't even have a presence here in Oregon, they're not actually creating jobs here in Oregon. That money is going out of state, and it is financing military contractors who are contributing to widespread environmental destruction.
I have to believe, Stacey, though, that some people are going to come back at you and say, look, this, you know, PERS needs to close up a gap. It's greater than $20 billion between what is promised and what is currently available based on the projections of pay-ins and actuarial tables and all the other things that come into play here. I mean, if the message comes back, well, look, we need to do this to make some money, how do you respond to that? And also, while we're there, let's throw in the idea of the fact that there are people who insist we do need some security, some military hardware.
Well, how I would respond to that, and the first point is that there are a proven number of investment opportunities and funds. North Carolina State's ESG fund is, for example, is a great example, there are an increasing number of weapons-free investment options that are outpacing the return on investment. They are outpacing the morally problematic military contractors and weapons manufacturers. Increasingly, the money is being made in a new green economy, and that green economy, quite frankly, does not and should not include weapons manufacturers and the military contractors. And what this is about really is weakening the military-industrial complex. That unholy alliance that is making a profit at the loss of so much life, at the expense of so many people.
I want to make sure we differentiate something. When you talk about weakening the military-industrial complex, that is not necessarily the same thing as weakening the military. And I think some people would like
wait.
To
hear. No. That is correct. That is correct.
Stacey Bannerman, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder and CEO of Women's Eco Peace. She would like to see Oregon's PERS funding, Public Employee Retirement System funding, withdrawn from any and all military suppliers and contractors. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 if you've got a question or comment by phone. Send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. I might have overstated the case there. I mean, do you want the money withdrawn from all military suppliers, contractors, hardware builders, et cetera?
From the, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it is a blanket thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that money should not be going directly into the pockets of those corporations, because what we're doing now is investing in endless war. The United States of America has been engaged in endless war since, well, frankly, pre 9/11, but certainly post 9/11, and there's no end in sight. And as we all know and has been established, the Iraq war was a war based on lies. It never should have happened. And yet we still have got troops on the ground over there. And so continuing to invest in that makes no sense on any single level, not governmentally, not environmentally, not socially. And we have got to be putting all of our effort and all of our energy into addressing and dealing with the crisis that we have got here on the American soil and the massive climate issues that we are faced with and that, frankly, are only going to get worse. And continuing to invest in carbon-intensive military contractors, frankly, just makes that's pouring fuel on the fire.
So, Stacey, are there places you would like to see PERS money invested? Are there particular funds or particular industries that you have an eye on that you think would be great for PERS financially and socially as well?
Well, I think there are any number of different, renewable energy companies that have shown some really great returns on investments. I think it would really behoove the people of Oregon and the taxpayers and the PERS to start putting money into funds that are actually creating jobs here in the state of Oregon and green jobs at that, quite frankly. That's where we need to be spending our money and making our investments. We need to be investing in the future. We need to be investing in a future that is sustainable. And what I have come to understand in doing all of the research and work around this campaign is that sustainability is moral. Moral investing is sustainable investing. It's really as simple as that. At the end of the day, a moral investment is a sustainable investment.
Stacey, I want to ask about one of the claims that is made in the materials you put out there on the website for Women's Eco Peace, and that is the line about the war machine is in our streets and more frequently aimed at citizens. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is that we have seen a significant amount of the military machinery, MRAPs, for example, have been are now being utilized by police departments in the United States against American citizens. The use of military machinery and weaponry at Standing Rock, for example. And there's no reason for this. This nation has declared war, in a sense, on its own people, particularly people of color, and that is counter to the fundamental ethos and principles of who this nation has professed herself to be.
So, Stacey, have you approached members of the legislature? Have you approached members of the Oregon Investment Council, the state treasurer, the state treasurer's office? I mean, how much have you taken this right to the people who are in a position to do something about it? The PERS board, for example, too.
We are absolutely in the process of doing that. I just want to mention the initial request letter, the request to divest, and just asking Oregon Governor Kate Brown, and one of our coalition members has actually got a meeting with her today, and we are in the process also of scheduling a meeting with the Treasurer Tobias Reed. But those initial letters, which also went out to the PERS board and the Oregon Investment Council, those just went out on August 10th. So that was less than a month ago. And we are absolutely actively, as I've said, engaged in the process of setting up meetings with this folks, because we think that this is going to be, this is, it can be, because it must be, a win-win-win. For everybody involved, and clearly with the Oregon Sustainable Investing Summit taking place this week in Portland, Oregon, there's no question that Oregon has already established itself as a national leader. What this is an opportunity to further secure that position of leadership in terms of climate action and making really ethical, environmentally sound investing decisions.
Stacey Bannerman, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, heads Women's Eco Peace and is seeking disinvestment by the PERS program, the Public Employee Retirement System in Oregon, from military operations, from investments in military companies, military contractors, military hardware. You can join the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. I'm wondering about the association aspect here, though. I mean, if a company is a supplier to a company that makes munitions, even if it's just something like electrical wiring, are they also targeted by your action here?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I haven't gotten quite far down, you know, that far down the road on that. I think the focus right now is because there's all kinds of materials, obviously, and raw materials going into this. I think right now the focus really is going to be on the end product and the end result. If that is where we need to start.
All right, and it sounds like this is not just about getting PERS money out of it, but also, as you mentioned, slowing down the process. I mean, slowing down military spending, or at least getting it not as easy to obtain.
Look, I have been asking the United States Congress for, gosh, a decade and a half now to take away the keys to the war machine that allowed that illegal war in Iraq that cost so many people their lives and their health and their wellness and had such devastating environmental impacts as well. I have been asking Congress to take away the keys to the war machine for a decade and a half, and that has not happened, and I paid dearly for that. And what we're asking now is that people just stop pumping the gas.
And so, Stacey, who are some of the coalition partners? This is more than just Women's Eco Peace, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And as I've said, we're just a few weeks into the campaign, and that coalition will continue to build throughout the campaign. And some of the coalition members right now include 350.org Corvallis, Beyond Toxics, which is based in Eugene, Oregon, and has also got an office here in Southern Oregon. The Post Growth Institute is one of the Oregon Divest for More Coalition, and you can learn more about this at womensecopeace.org. And if you're interested in joining the Oregon Divest for More Coalition, please do send us an email through that Women's Eco Peace website. Additional coalition members include the MRG Foundation, and that's based in Portland, Oregon.
And Stacey, you mentioned being at this for a decade and a half now, asking for Congress to take away the keys, and now you're asking for everybody else to stop stepping on the gas. How would you describe the way you feel about this moment in history?
Oh, well, this... this moment in history, I think, is going to, it more than any other time in the course of the United States of America since its founding, this is because of the battle that we have got on our hands regarding climate collapse. I think that the decisions that are made now are literally going to shape the future, not just of this nation, but the future of the world. And I think that we have got a responsibility to this planet, to our children, and to the children yet unborn, to be making decisions now that are morally and ethically and therefore environmentally sustainable.
All right, Stacey Bannerman, CEO and founder of Women's Eco Peace, on a campaign to get Oregon's public employee retirement system disinvested from any military hardware and operations companies. Stacey, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome. I was always happy to be here.